Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler steps in and joins us when we come back right after this.
Making a lot of hay this spring? During Kubota's preseason hay days, get no payments for 6 months with zero down and 0% APR financing for up to 54 months on new Kubota balers and disc mower conditioners. Or choose huge customer instant rebates. But you'd better hurry on over to your local Kubota hay tools dealer. Preseason deals won't last forever. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
Cattle producers, with a high price of stockers, why risk poor performance once they get on wheat pasture? Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
And welcome back here, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's take a quick look at our livestock futures here this morning. And starting off with cattle futures, the front months mostly lower yesterday. I guess actually they were kind of mixed yesterday, weren't they?
Yes, they were. Now, we actually did see downside right off the bat because we did have negative trading. We saw feeder cattle make new contract lows, all of them for the second straight session, some of them for the third straight session. Then we bounced off those lows, and that was the only good news. We did close mostly negative, but we were not on the lows of the sessions anymore. Now, we also saw our cash cattle prices, our beef prices, they continue to make new lows for 2015. We saw choice box beef yesterday, 31 cents lower. Select boxes down $1.90 on a total movement of 183 lows. Cattle kill 112,000. It cash feeder index down 12 cents. And the lean hogs traded and closed mixed yesterday. On the close, Feb cattle 55 cents lower. Jan feeders down 82 cents. And Feb lean hogs down $1.02.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we kind of take a look at our grain futures here as we get things going this morning, grains look like they are mostly negative at the close yesterday.
Sure enough, we saw yesterday, Dave, the wheat, corn, and soybeans trade mostly lower, and they did close negative. New lows for the week were made in the wheat, the corn, and the soybeans, and once again, there was a real lack of price-moving news for the grain and soy complexes. The U.S. dollar has surged higher overnight, and yesterday's selling in the grains has carried into the evening trade and in very active volume. At the moment, March KC wheat's down 3.5 cents. The March corn's down 0.5 cents. January soybeans 6.25 cents lower. March cotton down 3 points. January crude oil trading 30 cents lower. The December dollar index is up $1.03. And March Dow Jones futures 34 points higher.
And now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. Now, we're going to check in with you again tomorrow, and, of course, look forward to that. And it's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.